sometimes great expectations bring great disappointment.
You know, there's really no reason for this to happen.
2-0 remains elusive for another season for the Jags.
We didn't give the home crowd the show they deserve.
The Titans deliver a second half to remember.
I'm looking forward to, you know, playing them again.
The home opener turns into a bummer at the bank.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Don't worry, you got to see me again. You got to see me again. And I better keep that head up and come back ready to go to work tomorrow.
Calais Campbell delivering the message. You will see the Jaguars again, he says to the Tennessee Titans. Next time it will be in Nashville, Tennessee. The Jaguars fall 37-16 to the Titans in the second game of the year. Live look now at Everbank Field, and it's quiet, of course. Wanted it to be rocking on Sunday, but the second half was a bit of a bummer. Next home game is October 15th. Jags will host the Rams, and hopefully the Jags will be on a roll when they go into that game against the Rams. Live look here at Mellow Mushroom as well in Avondale. Boy, it's a raucous crowd here tonight, getting ready for trivia at the bottom of the hour and ready to meet Calais Campbell and Telvin Smith from the Jacksonville Jaguars, along with this guy, Jeff Loggeman. I'm Brent Martineau, everybody. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Listen, it was not fun yesterday. 37-16 is not fun, but it's not going to be a funeral in September yet, Jeff. It can't be.
No, it's not. And look, it's fixable, right? It's field position. You didn't win that battle. You didn't win a turnover battle, and you committed penalties. If you clean those areas up, look, it comes down to the wire, and it's a good football game.
A lot went wrong on Sunday. We'll talk about it with the players in just a moment. But how about the news of the day? The Jaguars add a third quarterback to the roster. It's Ryan Nassib, who played for Doug Marrone at Syracuse, played for Tom Coughlin with the New York Giants, former fourth round pick, Jeff.
Yeah, and I was kind of surprised that Doug Marrone didn't draft him while he was in Buffalo with the familiarity that he had with him at Syracuse. But then again, Doug Marrone didn't recruit him to the University of Syracuse. But, you know, Tom Coughlin knows him. Doug Marrone does know him. And look, when you've got a quarterback, a starting quarterback who has a throwing wrist injury, it just makes sense.
Monday with Marrone this afternoon on the new quarterback.
It was just a matter of making sure I'm doing the right thing for the team. So, you know, when you have a quarterback that's on your injury list and is going to remain on the injury list, you know, you've got to answer those questions.
There's Doug Marrone talking about the QB situation again. This is kind of a security blanket situation, not a performance situation with Blake Bortles. He's been on the injury list the last couple of weeks with a wrist injury, but he is scheduled to play against the Ravens in London this week. Say hello to Calais Campbell, of course, the Jaguars defensive end and linebacker Telvin Smith. Happy to have these guys along with us on a Monday after the Jags go to 1-1, still atop the AFC South now. Okay, let's keep it all in perspective. We can still have fun, but guys, a lot went wrong on Sunday, and it wasn't pretty, was it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. You know, that wasn't the kind of ball we want to play. But we corrected our mistakes today, and we look forward to get back on the field and redeeming ourselves.
I thought you guys were all kind of united in the locker room talking to you guys after the game. Doug Marrone as a head coach must do a really good job of not getting too high after, you know, the win in Houston and also not getting too low after this one.
Yeah, and that's something that he said to us today in the meetings, and that's something that we got to do. This game is just the first test that we're going to go through this season. And as a team, we got to, you know, come together, fight for each other, fight with each other, and overcome this.
Obviously, 31 points in the second half for the Tennessee Titans. You guys feel like you're an elite defense, really good defense. Calais, what did you see in the film room on Monday?
You know, guys just trying to do too much, you know, pressing and ending up not getting your job done. Everything was correctable, you know, just alignment issues and gap control. We're a gap control defense, so we all have to be accountable to each other, and we will be going forward.
Well, and I think the other thing, too, pretty obvious, when I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, it's tough to play defense when you have tough field position as you guys did at the start of the second half. Hey, look, that's reality sometimes, right? And as a defense, don't you take it as a challenge? Hey, look, even if we have those tough circumstances, we've got to respond.
And that's our biggest thing, that as a defense, we must know that every time we step on the field, we got to play almost perfect. And for us to go out in that second half and play the way we did and give up the situations that we did, that's where we have to get better, and that's where we got to grow as a unit.
Jeff just said it. We were in the locker room after the game. This wasn't panic button hit. Instead, it was, All right, it's one game. We'll fix it, and we got to get back on track. Marquise Lee in the locker room after the game on Sunday.
I am not stressed. Game two, you know, same thing with game one. Game one, we got the win. I told everybody the same thing. It's only game one.
Yeah.
Game two is only game two, so we got 14 more to go. Hopefully, more after that. So let's get back to the drawing boards and just handle it.
This is where I think the addition of Calais Campbell comes in handy for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Calais went to the Super Bowl back in 2008. In their seven losses that regular season, you guys lost by a combined by 18.5 points per game. You got blown out sometimes and went to the Super Bowl. Is that why you have to pump the brakes after just one game?
Yeah, you know, I mean, losses are going to happen. It doesn't matter if it's about 30 points, about 1 point. A loss is a loss. It counts the same. And the biggest thing is you have to learn from it. So when it comes down to it, you know, in that playoff run, we beat two of the teams that blew us out in the playoff game. So in our case, we just got to respond and make sure that we learn from it and move forward.
Baptist Health game-changing moments. Well, there were a bunch of them, but it's more topical. Miles Jack had one sack. Saxonville kind of shut down a little bit, Jeff.
Well, and first of all, I'll give credit to Miles Jack for coming back on this, not getting too far past the quarterback, Marcus Mariota here. Makes a nice play here. And look, this is a much better offensive line, Calais, that you guys faced this week in the Tennessee Titans than what you saw in Houston.
Yeah, it is. But I think a lot of times how the game goes, too. You know, we're able to build a lead, and that allows you to tee off, you know, and have to throw the ball a lot more. You know, whereas Mariota got to throw out of play action a lot more, and where their strengths are, you know, and they really play to their advantage and make some big-time plays. But don't think Saxonville is going anywhere. We're going to show up.
All right, game-changing moment number two. And Leonard Fournette is a game-changer. I want you to see a couple of these runs. One after the catch, one is a run play. It just shows you how good he can be, right?
He's just so strong. He's so physical. He doesn't go down here in what was going to be about 3 yards short of the first down stripe, ends up only 1 yard short of the first down stripe. And this run right here is incredible. You've got an unblocked defender, Telvin, coming in, squaring him up, hitting him right in the mouth.
Right.
He doesn't go down from that guy or the next guy or the third guy. He finally goes down after the fourth guy.
That's just his toughness and his will to want to just keep going. As you watch those plays and see his legs and just see his body keep moving, his everything keep moving forward with him, and as a back, that's what you want to see.
Well, and on the flip side of that, the Tennessee Titans continue to stick with their run game. You guys are very similar. You can play similar styles of football, and Derrick Henry, who is just from up north here in Yulee, Florida. You know, you know where Yulee, Florida is.
No, I don't.
Just north of Jacksonville. Okay, he's a big, powerful back, and the Titans stuck with him. And in the second half, he kind of got on a roll.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very talented back. You know, I know he's young, but he's going to have a lot of good games in this league. You know, I mean, I'm excited to play against him again because that's a good challenge.
Let's get to a play that was pretty darn good for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Baptist Health game-changing moment number one, and it's this guy to my right, Telvin Smith, with a nice interception. Bad throw by Marcus Mariota, but it's still a good pick in a key spot.
Well, and I'm sure there was a little conversation between you and Tashaun after this play, and I'm sure today watching the film, because he was right in perfect position as well. But a great job reading his eyes.
Right, and that's the thing that the first thing that I was telling Gip, that I still would have took it, you know, if I knew he was there. But the thing is that both of us were there, so either one of us would have came down with it. And yeah, this is just our reaction play. Getting to my hook, playing fundamental football, reading the quarterback.
I think the impressive thing for me here, Calais, was in response, because right before this, the offense gave the ball up. Brian Arakpo got a sack, caused fumble. You guys responded with the interception, and that's what you have to do as a defense. You guys just have to find a way to get more.
Yeah, that's critical. I mean, sudden change is something we practice all the time, and this really shows the tell of a good defense, how you respond in those sudden change situations, and that guy right there is special.
Well, Telvin Smith makes the big pick, and then he fires up the crowd. I thought this was a cool part of the game in the first half. And remember, this was a tight ball game. I mean, this was big, trying to get that home crowd into it. And this is your game. You're an emotional player.
Right.
You were pretty fired up here, though, huh?
Yeah, man, when you make a big play, you start to feel it. And then here you can see they gave me the ball.
You didn't keep the ball.
No, I didn't. I let it go. So I hope, you know, I hope I don't get a fine for that. But
it was underhand. It was underhand. You're good.
Right. You know what I mean? I hope it was a little after. So it was fine, though. Get them involved. That's what we want to do.
You've never played quarterback, have you?
Nah, if I played something.
I could tell from that throw, Tobin. I could tell.
It was solid. I lost the ball a little bit. It was solid. It was solid.
Hey, let's give you a live look over Everbank Field right now. Once again, October 15th, the next time this football team will be home. We also have our ActionNewsJax.com/vote poll question throughout the show. It's simply, do the Jags have an advantage this week playing in London since the football team has played there four times? Baltimore has not. So go vote. We'll update that throughout the show. And the vote is live. We'll tell you how it works out a little bit later on. We got to get more to go. You're going to make some pizza, I think. Are you guys making pizzas?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a special pizza, so
all right,
we're going to see how special it is.
We get into that, and Jeff goes into the film room to break down this offense. We've got some problems on offense. Logs tries to fix it in the film room coming up next.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. We are live at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Nice crowd here on hand, talking some football, eating some pizza, and they'll play some trivia after this each and every Monday night here in Avondale. Calais Campbell and Telvin Smith, the guests on the show tonight, and they're making some pie right now. I mean, we put them to work here at Mellow Mushroom, Jeff Lagerman.
Hey, I just want to know who's going to try the pizza that they make.
Well,
are you?
Well, listen, here's the deal. This is a little contest we're going to do on the show. About
okay.
Six different players throughout the year will feature a pizza that they want on the menu mm-hmm. at Mellow Mushrooms around the area. And it will be a charity effort, a contest. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
These I like guys, that.
This is a serious deal now. This isn't
I like
just a photo op.
I like that, and I'm glad that hopefully they have all the safety measures in place while they're making pizza.
All right. Calais Campbell, Telvin Smith will rejoin us in just a little bit. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman here on Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. And, Jeff, listen, to me, this offense is kind of easy to defend right now. What do you think?
Well, you're right, because it was very clear right from the very beginning of this ball game. You know, once you've got one game to evaluate, you're an opponent's coach, all of a sudden you're going to find out exactly what team wants to do. And teams know now what the Jaguars want to do offensively. And it's not going to get any easier. And there's only one way that they can adapt and adjust. And first off, that's getting eight out of the box. Let's jump into the Baptist Health film room, and I'll show you what I'm talking about from the very first play of the game. Take a look at the first play of the game and the attitude that the Titans have. Eight men in the box. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But watch what happens more importantly on the snap of the ball. You can see everybody's converging to the box, including the deep middle third safety. They're committed to stopping the run. And if teams are going to be that committed to stopping the run, you've got to make plays like this happen. You can see Keelan Cole doesn't make the catch. He is interfered with, but still, you have to make plays like this. For one, it would be an explosive play for the offense. And number two, it makes it easier for your rushing offense to have success when they respect your passing game.
It's a good illustration of what defenses are doing there with 8-9 men in the box. It reminds me of Maurice Jones-Drew when he won the rushing title. Everybody put everything into the box. It's going to be tough going for Leonard Fournette. He's talented, but you can't beat that many people.
Yeah, nobody's that good, you know, and you've got to be able to loosen that box up a little bit. I'm not saying that you need to throw deep on every play, but you're going to have man-to-man opportunities on the outside and the wide receivers, the tight ends, and the running backs on passing situations. You've got to end up winning those routes, and Keelan Cole had a great opportunity there. That should have been a flag. Marquise Lee, we know he can win one-on-ones. He has to consistently win them as well.
Yeah, Marquise Lee really has to emerge with the absence of Allen Robinson now the rest of this year. More to come here on Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Calais Campbell, Telvin Smith making some pizza in the back. Coming up next, they grill each other. Social media time next on Access. Jaguars fans, the Fuel Up the Play 60 program is back in 2017. The Dairy Council is encouraging kids to choose healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes a day. Find Fuel Up the Play 60 on Facebook and learn how you can join the program.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Good to see everybody out here in Avondale after a trying week in the area with Hurricane Irma. But everybody out and about now, walking the streets and inside at Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale, having a good time. Brent Martin along with Jeff Lagerman here on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Hopefully they did a good job making pizza.
Well, I hope so. Hopefully it'll be done right when we get off the air here so I can have a bite.
That's right. That means they're buying, too. Hopefully they do a good job playing host in terms of Calais Campbell, because this is his segment in the show. Let's send it over to Calais and tell Kelvin Smith for some of the questions the Jags fans were asking here on this Monday. Hey, Calais.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks, guys. You know, this first question for you, Kelvin, is from Sam. He wants to know who the best player, who was the best Madden player on the team.
Who the best? I'm the best Madden player on the team. It's not. I was just playing TJ online the other night. He beat me, and I beat him one time. So, you know, I'm the best player.
So, you got pretty even then?
No, it ain't even. Yeah, I'm right. The best player on the team. Yeah, in right. The story.
There take your word for it.
Right.
All right, the second question is from Troy 915, but I think he's a little delusional. I think he had it messed up.
I'm reading it too now, so read it right.
It said, how bad is Miami going to beat FSU?
That's not what the question is.
He said, how bad is FSU going to beat Miami, which ain't going to happen. So.
And that's it. It don't matter how bad, as long as we get the W, and that's the biggest thing. In 7 years, we're going to continue the streak and ain't going to keep it alive.
That's long gone, baby. All right, last question is from AG Luck 17. Who is the best defensive player in the league?
Come on, as a competitor, how can I not say number 50 when he's on the field? Hey, you understand what I'm talking about? It's a mindset. It's a mentality. It's defense. You know what I mean? and that's how you got to see it.
All right, baby. That's it. Back to you, Brent.
All right. Thanks, guys. Seems like the college stuff always comes up in these questions, of course.
Hey, you heard Telvin's comments last week, right?
That's right. Yeah.
The Hurricanes don't bother him anything. He's a Florida State guy.
What about across the pond? Off to London we go this week. What do these guys think about playing at Wembley Stadium against the Baltimore Ravens? That's next on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Welcome back here to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Getting ready for some trivia after Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. But talking football right now, the G-Series headlines, and let's check them out. We'll keep an eye on the injuries all week long. Short week before the Jags hit the road to London, of course. Blake Jackson left that game on Sunday, so we'll have to keep an eye on him. But as for the game, going to London against the Baltimore Ravens, who obviously have never played there, well, they have some issues. They've got some offensive line issues, Jeff.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys have seen the news over the last couple of weeks with the Baltimore Ravens, but Marshall Yanda, a broken ankle in yesterday's game against the Cleveland Browns, and also one of the most fearsome running backs in the league, in my opinion, Danny Woodhead, they lost in week one against the Cincinnati Bengals, and he is electric out of the backfield, isn't he, Telvin?
Yeah, he most definitely is, and that's somebody who we had to worry about and when he was in San Diego. So we're definitely familiar with him.
Now, the Ravens have turned the football over a bunch in the first 2 weeks. 10 turnovers by that defense is pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely a good matchup, you know, and hopefully we can turn over. We're trying to win a turnover margin, so hopefully we get a few more than they get.
Hey, take a look at our poll question. We asked, do you think the Jags have an advantage going to London? And again, this is the fifth time this football team has gone across the pond, and many of you think it is an advantage, so hopefully the Jags can keep that in their favor. Of course, it's a home game for the Jaguars. I want to ask Telvin about a play last week, because we have video of Telvin Smith across from Tom Savage, the quarterback of Houston. And you were doing something like this. Bring it on, Tom. Bring it on. You were pointing right at him.
Right.
I want you to see this. And what were you saying? And then he kind of brought it right to you and you made a play.
Right, right. Well, as you watched the play, I was looking at him. When he came out the huddle, he was looking at me. So I kind of just studying and stuff, I kind of figured it was coming my way. So I kind of let him know I'm ready. You know what I mean? And then having to come at me, and I made the play. So it was definitely a moment that I remember a little bit.
A little talkative now. Okay, so today I go to Jaguars.com, and I watch Mic'd Up with Calais Campbell. he's talkative as well.
Yeah.
Most of the old guys, they don't talk as much.
And that's one thing that I'm not going to say surprised me about him, but it's one thing that I like about him, man. He's going to keep everybody going, and he's going to keep speaking and keep encouraging and keep it going, and that's something that we need.
Hey, good for you. You had the family in, right? 21 tickets you had to buy yesterday, and some still here.
Yeah, still a lot of my family came out to support me. Usually they bring good luck. Next time they come out, I'm going to have to make sure we get a big win for them so they don't start thinking that, I don't want them around.
Awesome. Well, hey, got to turn it around and get it done this week. Simple as that, right?
Most definitely. And that's the thing that we as a team must learn to do again. Forget about the win last week. Come back next week and turn it around. In London, we've always had a little bit of, luck on our side in London. So we're going to go over there.
You.
And I didn't want to say too much.
All right.
But we're going to see.
Two-game win streak in London. For Calais Campbell, Telvin Smith, Jeff Lagerman, I'm Brent Martineau. Thanks for watching Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group, live from Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale.